true kindness.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Shai, is it Shail or Shaile?
It is Shaile.
Shaile. All right. Pastor Clever Shaile, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Adventist World Radio, and thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you so much. Good afternoon to you too.
So we're trying to understand the concept of true kindness. Quite frankly, I would have assumed that kindness is just kindness, but evidently with the phrasing, we're now not just talking about kindness, we're talking about true kindness. Give us first, how would you define kindness, Mfundisi?
All right, thank you so much for that wonderful question. Kindness can be defined in simpler terms, or in layman's language, you can say it's actually doing something good for someone. That's how we can say it. But if we are to go further, we can say this is the inner disposition created by the Holy Spirit that causes us to be friends of others, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. And these are to be shown in deeds or actions.
Sorry,
that's what true kindness.
You got cut there. You said so that we can be true what of others?
All right. I said true kindness is an inner disposition that is created by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That causes us to be sensitive to the needs of others, whether be it physical, emotional, spiritual. And these are supposed to be shown in our deeds or actions.
Got it. Okay. So can we trace the very first ever biblical act of kindness?
Right. The very first biblical act of kindness, actually, I would say it's God himself. Kindness was shown by God himself. If you look at the whole narrative of creation, it shows kindness. God is merciful. God is kind enough that he created everything out of his own love. So kindness is attributed. But I would actually read from the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. There we can find the Genesis, or rather the first ever biblical act of kindness. Genesis chapter 3 and reading on verse 21, the Bible records, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them."
Okay.
Now this is the kindness that God portrayed to these, our forefathers, yeah, our first parents who sinned in the first place.
Yeah.
They were naked. And upon being naked, God did not just isolate them, or he didn't just leave them to be like the way they were.
Mm.
What he did was to slaughter an animal and get that skin of an animal, make a coat for them, and clothed them. That is a kind or an act of kindness in the Bible. Maybe if we are to put aside this kindness of God, we can also trace the kindness of Abraham. Abraham, in the book of Genesis 14, Lot is captured, Sodom and Gomorrah are captured, and Lot goes to rescue them. That is also an act of kindness. Also,
you mean Abraham went to rescue them?
Pardon?
You mean Abraham. You said Lot went to rescue them. You meant to say Abraham.
Yes, I meant Abraham. When Lot, who was residing in Sodom,
that's right,
was captured.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
And then Abraham went to rescue him.
Right.
That is an act of kindness.
Okay.
Then also in Genesis 18, we see Abraham receiving or running towards the strangers. He offered them something to eat. He offered them rest. That's also
an act of kindness
in the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is it a fruit of the Spirit?
Yes, kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. In fact, it is plainly stated in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
Okay.
We are told there the fruits of the Holy Spirit is love, gentleness, kindness. So kindness is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
In fact, even in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12,
Yeah.
The Bible records by saying, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. So kindness is a fruit of the Spirit.
Okay. What are the key aspects then, Mfundis, or qualities of kindness?
All right. Thank you so much. The key aspects, or rather the qualities of kindness are generosity. That's number one. Generosity with time, resources, and attention.
Okay.
When you talk of generosity, people may...
Are you still there, Mfundis? Ah, that line has taken a dip. We're hoping we'll be able to reconnect with the good pastor. He's teaching us about true kindness. And don't worry, these are still the preliminaries of our discourse with the good pastor. As soon as he continues... Pastor, you dipped there. Your line just went dead. So please try and answer the question again, please.
All right. Thank you so much. Sorry for that. So I was saying generosity with time, resources, and attention. It's one of the qualities of kindness.
Yeah.
I was just saying that sometimes people may think as if generosity is actually offering a huge sum of amount of money to somebody or helping people in big or large quantities. But just giving time to somebody, attention is also a part of generosity, and it's an act or a key aspect of kindness. The other thing is just being patient and understanding. It's also a quality of kindness. The other thing is empathy.
Yeah.
Empathy towards the others is also a quality of kindness, forgiving the mistakes and being non-judgmental. These are some of the qualities of kindness.
Ah, easier said than done, Mfundisi. I tell you, it's easier said than done. Is there a connection between empathy and kindness, and in what ways? You spoke about empathy. What is that connection between empathy and kindness?
All right. Thank you so much. I really love the way you've put it. It's easier said than done. Well, right. It's through the Holy Spirit, you know, who gives us strength. So, yeah, there's a connection. There's a connection between empathy and kindness.
Okay.
And now the issue is in what ways? Now, before I just say the way in which these are related, I would first give a definition, just a brief one, of empathy. So empathy is about understanding the feelings of others and connecting with their emotions.
Yeah.
So you understand, you put yourself in somebody's shoes. If somebody's in need, you think of, you just imagine if you were the one in that circumstance or that situation, how would you feel? And how would you really act? How would you deal with that situation? So these are related. I would say they go hand in hand.
Okay.
Empathy is simply expressed in kindness. You know, you understand, you understand how somebody feels, you get to sympathize with them, you have that empathy, and then the fruit of having that empathy will be actually shown in kindness. So these are related in the sense that kindness in itself cannot be kindness. There must be empathy. And so empathy is just an inner attitude. You have it in one. And then it must be shown. There must be some fruits. And those fruits now are the fruits of kindness. So that's the relationship. So first you understand the needs of others by putting yourself in their shoes. And then you act towards their deeds or their needs rather, and then you are going to be said you're kind to somebody. So that's the relationship which is there between these two terms.
Just practicalize it for me, Mfundisi. What acts of service are reflective of a person with kindness?
All right, thank you so much. Putting it in practical sense, we say the first one, I would say it's complimenting others. Let's say somebody has done something good, somebody has really done something, You just have to compliment them, okay, even in simple things. I'm really trying to bring it home in simpler terms,
okay,
so that we don't just major in big things. Even in simple things, the things that we usually do see on daily basis. Somebody has dressed properly, modestly, and okay, then you just have to say to them, "Wow, you're looking good. Well, you've dressed so nicely," just like that. Complimenting others, okay, is an act of kindness. The yeah, other thing is you just say thank you, gratitude, showing your gratitude or sharing your gratitude to people for something they've done. You just express your gratitude. You maybe if it's online, you drop them a text message. If they've complimented, you drop them a text message. You just show that gratitude. The other thing is forgiveness.
Okay.
Now forgive those who offend you. Even in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, the Bible tells us or reminds us to forgive others just like the way God has forgiven us in the Lord Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So if you are able to forgive others, that is one way of showing kindness. And the other thing that we can say, it's greeting a stranger and speaking to them gently. You see, putting a smile on your face, those are some of the acts of kindness.
Yeah.
These are services you can offer, like maybe there's a funeral, you can offer to do something or work at a funeral,
yeah,
fetch some water and sympathize with the mourners, with the bereaved families.
Okay.
You can actually be identified to be one of those people who are kind,
yeah,
towards others. I can just say this. Thank you.
Mfundisi, thank you very much. That's a very interesting start, a very good start for the week. Looking forward to you explaining further what our topic for this week, or focus for this week, which is kindness. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please pray for us before you leave.
All right. Thank you so much for this awesome topic. And really, it's an interesting one. It's one lesson which really cuts across across borders, and it really does teach us a lot. Thank you so much. Shall we just pray together? Everlasting Father and our God in heaven, we want to say thank you this wonderful afternoon for such a wonderful discourse that we had. We pray and ask, loving Father, that may He, the Holy Spirit, always give us what to speak, inspire us every time when we are discussing your word. May you bless each one of us, even those that were listening, even the host. May you take care of us. May you bless us, loving Father, with wisdom and good life, that we may continue to evangelize, to spread your word. This we do ask and pray, loving Father, that you may be in charge of this technology, that when we have such a discussion, you alone may be elevated. Thank you so much. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, I do ask and pray now and forevermore. Thanksgiving in my heart. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Clever Shaile, thank you ever so much for your time. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day too. Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.